Welcome back. Today, we are going to be clever foxes trying to sneak into a chicken pen and steal, cook, and eat these chickens. But we have to be careful because there's a dog that is going to be tracking us and hunting us down. Today's Kickstarter preview is Winner Winner Chicken Dinner. I'm Eddie Stanton, and this is House Rules and Homebrews. So I know that intro sounded pretty adult-themed, but I promise you, Winner Winner Chicken Dinner is actually a fun, family-friendly game. You will be playing as foxes. You will be hunting down chickens. You will be cooking them, and you will be kind of hiding from a dog, but it really is family friendly and really a light-hearted game. But let's kind of go over these components. The first thing is the board, the main board that everybody's kind of looking at. This is a nice board with not a green pasture, but it is like that high grass pasture that you would see outside of a farm, you know, just something that hasn't been mowed or hayed in a while. But in that pasture, in almost the shape of an S, you have a dirt path with numbers on them, numbers from 1 to 40. And where that 40 ends up is the mouth of this chicken cage, this chicken coop, with a nice little red house for the chickens and a ramp that falls into the dirt where these chickens are held and where they are kept. And what you're doing is you are playing as these foxes trying to steal these chickens out of these coops and putting them in your little burlap sack, which eventually you'll be trying to cook them so that you can eat them. And you're doing that with a roll of a die. And it's a pressure luck type game. So you have 5 dice. You can roll up to 3 times. And on those dice, you have really 4 things that you can do. One is going to be the dog, which isn't really giving you anything, but there are abilities and things that do happen if you roll a lot of, like, more, it's 2 or 3 dice that you can, there's things that will happen with the chickens and gaining chickens and stuff like that. But ultimately what this is doing, these dog dice, are these ones are kind of set in and you cannot re-roll them. You have to move the dog tracker forward. So this is really those dog dice are the dog, is the dog running after you and just becoming closer and closer up that dirt path that you'll be caught as a chicken or as a fox. The other things that are on these allow you to do 3 other things. So you can steal a chicken and put them in your burlap sack, or there's, you know, a chicken, it's just a little chicken head. And the other one is there's one that has like 2 chicken heads, so you would steal 2 chickens. You have like cooked chicken legs. I think that they're legs, right? Yeah. So they're like the chicken bones, the typical looking, when you think of a cooked chicken, this is what you think of. And these ones are what you're using to gain or to take those chickens that you've stolen. You take them out of your little sack that you're holding all your live chickens, and you're cooking them and putting them in your or around your player board, which is showing that you have cooked those chickens and they're ready to be eaten. Or you could say that you've eaten them. Really, the last thing that's on the dice are foxes. And these foxes kind of make you look toward a different board. You have a plaid board with 3 different colors. So like red plaid, blue plaid, and yellow plaid. that have that same fox icon on top. So it's one fox in the red, two foxes in the blue, and three foxes in the yellow. And what is on this, it looks like kind of three different picnic tables that you're going to be purchasing cards that you can use. And these cards will help you throughout the game. So you'll use these cards to try and, you know, either mess with other people or help you in, you know, gaining chickens and cooking chickens. But one that I think is really funny is the cluck off, and where you are, like I said, this is a really family-friendly game. You, whoever plays that card, and that one is, I believe that one is played immediately. So once you buy it, you play it, and then you tell everybody to start clucking, and then you pick whoever was the best clucker or the best impersonator of a chicken. And it's just one of those really fun, lighthearted cards that are in this game. And as for the player cards, they all also have abilities that will be helping you. So even the cards that you're starting off with, you're using them throughout the game to help you either gain more chickens, cook more chickens. You know, they're just, it's going to help you out. Or I know one was like, so the dogs are, if you roll so many dogs, you gain chickens, and it's like, or you steal chickens. And there's one that, you know, allows you to take one more, or you roll less of these dogs and you can still take that, you know, that steal action. And all of these different player cards have that, you know, a different ability that you can use. Something that gives this game a little bit more, you know, depth and really strategy when you're picking your cards. But overall, that's really what you do in this game. It's a very, like I said, a very simple, press your luck, take that type of game that you could bring after a chicken dinner and play it in just, you know, a half hour with your family. And there's a lot of things that I really, 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 really like about this game. And there's a handful of games that I played as a child, and one of them, I would say 80% of the time, you walk into my grandmother's house and she would be playing Yahtzee just by herself, rolling and filling out, you know, the little boxes, you know, five of a kind, full house. Five of a kind, I think, actually was Yahtzee. Were there six dice in Yahtzee? I don't know. But anyway, so that pressure luck, that was the first time that I was exposed to a pressure luck type game, where you're rolling and deciding what to keep and continue to roll and maybe switching up or whatever. But what I like about this is that it gives a pressure luck game to a game that is more of a game, I guess you could say. It's more well-rounded, more depth, where you can teach your kids this game, and it's a very easy concept. So maybe the first time as young children they play this game, maybe they don't understand it fully, but it won't be that hard for them to learn this game. And as they go, it's a game that they start learning even more, which makes a very simple family-friendly game like this into something a lot better, because now they're learning, oh, the character that I choose at the beginning is really going to help me or hurt me in the beginning. So maybe I'll be a little bit more careful with who I choose. And, you know, maybe the point system is you get 1 point for every uncooked chicken in your bag, and then you get 2 points for every cooked chicken. So maybe they're making those decisions too throughout the game that are like, well, maybe I just load up with chickens and I don't try to cook them. You know, it's easier to, you know, gain a lot of chickens, and then you're just kind of focusing on that you know, that type of roll, and you're hiding, or you're keeping those dice and just rolling other ones. And the last real thing that this shows is almost an economical type mechanism, because as I said before, you have this picnic table with the where you're going to be buying cards with, you know, your foxes that you're going to be rolling. And what happens is kind of a standard, you know, card when you're a market, I guess you would say, is if a card is bought, say, so the lineup is 1-2, or it costs 1 fox, 2 fox, 3 fox. So say that 2 fox card was bought, then everything slides down. And what that does, as simple as that mechanism is, where the 3 fox cost card now is 2, that's very simple, very easy, but it almost teaches children's like economics almost, where, you know, this has been out a little longer, so, you know, if I wait, if maybe I won't buy that now, and I'll wait till next turn, because if he buys it, then that's only going to cost 2. And there's a lot to this game for kids, and like I said, it's a very easy game to teach, but it's a lot of different mechanisms, and will then lead them into a whole different, this can lead them into a different type of game, and maybe a game that they've seen, like it's a game that they could use as a base game in future games, because it does have all those, the pressure luck, the choosing a character with abilities, the economics type mechanism in buying cards, and choosing what, you know, the actions you're going to do with your dice rolls. But that's, like I said, it's a very simple, family-friendly game. And I do think this is something that I look forward to playing with my daughter when she's young, because it is something it's going to be easy to teach, and I think it will hold her, hold her off, if that's what you would say, but until she's old enough to maybe understand something a little bit more. But that is Winner, Winner Chicken Dinner. And as of today, 9:30, it is not it is not funded. So it's 9:30, 2019, but it is very, very close. And I think that this will be funded probably in the next day or two. I don't see it not, especially with the game that it is and what it does offer to, you know, a board game type family with younger kids, or even a little bit older kids that just want to, you know, cluck like a chicken. But make sure you go check that out, and let me know if you're gonna back it. Make sure you shoot me an email, you social media, whatever, and let the guy over at Winner Winner Chicken Dinner let you or know if you're gonna back it, and just kind of have fun with it. I think it is one that you and your family may actually really enjoy. But until next time, play more games.